Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It has been now about 7 hours since Santa launched from the North Pole. Santa is now making deliveries in Sector 1, and Flight Command has his location right now to the south of Australia in Hobart. For the record, it is now the early evening hours in Sector 2, and some cities in that vast sector are already receiving bedtime advisories. For Sector 3, it is late afternoon of Christmas Eve day, and for Sectors 4 and 5, Christmas Eve is just now beginning. We turn now for an update from North Pole Flight Command with Elf Alpine.
Frank, we have a lot of things going on here. The weather, as you know, is rough with total whiteout conditions at the North Pole. Santa's support airlift is grounded for want of freight, and nearly every available elf at the North Pole has been pressed into service at this time to help Santa's workshop complete its work.
Al, we've been unable to get confirmed just what the status is of the workshop. Do you know how far behind they are?
I've heard it could be as much as 3 weeks, Frank.
Al.
I know, Frank. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, Al, thanks for that report. Folks, please don't burden the North Pole Post Office with calls, notes, emails, texts, faxes, or other kinds of messages of concern. We ask that you hang your stockings, make your cookies, and drink your eggnog. Everything will be okay. From the North Pole, where I've just ordered some oxygen, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.